Good morning. Did you all have a good Christmas? Yes? Did you get something that you really had been wanting? You got what you really were wanting? Is it sometimes true that when we really want something and we finally get it, it is kind of more special than maybe some of the other gifts that we get? Because it's something that we've really been wanting and longing for? Well, our story today is about Mary Howe. It was Christmas time, and the church was having a Christmas program. She walked into the church, and it was so beautifully decorated. There wasn't a Christmas tree this year, but Mrs. Trindle had put boughs up in an arch form, and on those boughs, there were a lot of Christmas gifts. There were some toys, candies, and oranges. Mary was 8 years old, and Mary's mother had passed away when she was only 3 years old. There were a lot of siblings in her family, and most of them were all older, and they could go out and work. Mary was still so young, she really couldn't do that much, so she was shuffled from one aunt to another, and another relative to a friend. She sat quietly next to her guardian. She looked up at the garland that was in the arch and all the toys and goodies. She saw a doll in there. She said, "You know, I really want that doll. It has a satin dress, black hair, and even the porcelain legs had painted on a shoe." Now, usually, May only got an orange. You see, where she lived, there weren't any orange groves, and they didn't grow oranges there. Oranges, at that time of year, was very rare, and so just to get an orange for Christmas was precious. One of her aunties had given her an orange the week before. She peeled that orange so carefully. She ate it little section at a time, just cherishing that little juiciness. Do you know, she even took those peels and wrapped it up in her handkerchief and put it underneath her pillow. And every day she would take a little piece of that orange peel and she would pop it in her mouth and dream that she was still eating another orange. Well, pretty soon the program songs were over, and Mrs. Howe was handing out all the Christmas gifts. And one at a time, the orange went and the candy went. And do you know, at one point in time, she thought she heard her name. May was called. Oh, but that was May Lindgren. And she got the doll on the other side of the arch. She had a satin dress, and May was glad that it wasn't the doll that she really wanted with the blue satin dress. Almost all the gifts were gone, and May finally heard her name called. And yes, Miss Trindle was reaching for the doll with the blue satin dress. Oh, she was going to get her dream, her special wish for that doll with a blue satin dress. She cuddled that doll so for the rest of the evening. When it was time to go home, everybody was leaving the church, and Miss Trindle had gone to the pastor's house, which is right next to the church. And as Miss Trindle saw May leaving the church, she was crunching in the snow and slipping around. But you know what? She thought, maybe instead of the doll, I should have given her a coat. For May didn't have a coat at all, and it was very cold out. Leaving her window, she ran out to May. "May, aren't you cold? Don't you have a coat?" "Yes, Miss Trindle, but you see, I don't want this doll to be cold. So I took my coat and wrapped it around my little doll." Well, Miss Trindle talked her into putting that little shabby coat on herself to keep warm. Do you know? Are we wishing for a present that is something that God wants us to have? What is God's present that He has given us that He really wants us to have and cherish? Do you know what that is? What is God's present that He gave us at Christmas time that He wants all of us to have? Something to cherish, something to love. Do you think that was Jesus? God gave that as a great sacrifice for us to have and for us to love for the rest of our lives.